VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump on Wednesday accused China of trying to interfere with the upcoming U.S. congressional elections. He claimed China's efforts are motivated by opposition to his tough trade policy.
Regrettably, we found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming 2018 election, coming up in November, against my administration.
Later on Wednesday, the president said at a news conference that he had evidence of China's actions, but he cannot make it public right now. China's foreign minister Wang Yi called Trump's claim nonsense. President also said China seems to be intimidated by him.
I like President Xi a lot. I think he's a friend of mine. He may not be a friend of mine anymore, but I think he probably respects. From what I hear, if you look at Mr. Pillsbury, the leading authority on China, he was on a good show. I won't mention the name of the show recently. And he was saying that China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large brain. He said, Donald Trump, they don't know what to do.
The United States again flew bombers over the disputed South China Sea this week. The disclosure coming from American officials on Wednesday. The activity is likely to intensify the tension that already exists between China and the U.S. The third super hurricane in a month is heading for Asia, this time setting its aim on Japan. The storm is as strong as a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane, with winds above 200 kilometers per hour. It's expected to weaken over the next 72 hours and hit the Ryukyu Islands south of Japan beginning late Friday. It's then expected to turn north and northeast, causing heavy rains. This is VOA News.